I'm hungry today, Lord Jesus.
主耶稣，我们又饥又渴地来到你面前。
We're hungry and thirsty for you.
主，我们又饥又渴地要得到你。
And you have said that you would feed the hungry with good things.
主，你说你要以美物使饥饿的得以饱足。
You said, blessed are those that hunger and thirst after you.
主，你说饥渴慕义的有福了。
They would be filled.
因为他们必得饱足。
Jesus, we've been seeing our own emptiness.
主，我们已经看到我们自己的虚空。
We thank you the Holy Spirit has gone from one to another to show us our nothingness.
我们感谢你的圣灵已经在每一个人的身上向我们显示我们何等的需要你。
We thank you for your great purpose that you want to fill us with yourself.
我们感谢你，你那伟大的目的就是要以你自己来充满我们。
It's your desire, it's your heart to give us more of yourself.
这是你的可想，这是你的心意， 要把你自己更多的给我们。
You're our example, you emptied yourself.
你是我们的榜样， 你倒空了你自己。
And you became a servant.
你成为一位仆人。
And out of your servanthood, you made us kings and priests unto God.
在你仆人的身份里，你也使我们成为君王和祭司，服侍神。
We desire your presence this morning.
主，今天早上我们渴慕你的同在。You
see our empty vessel.
你看见我们每一位。
We thank you for the teaching we have had this month.
我们感谢你为着这个月我们所接受的教导。
And the Holy Spirit himself has been our teacher.
圣灵他自己就是我们的老师。
To reveal the self-life to us.
把我们的己生命显给我们看。
To show us our pride.
让我们看见自己的骄傲，
our superior attitudes,
我们那优越感的态度，
our desire to be the one,
我们那想要成为那一位的渴望，
when you're the one,
而只有你是那一位，
you're the one who's been highly exalted,
你是那一位高高的坐在宝座上的。
And the enemy has tempted humanity to be the one.
仇敌一直在试探人类，要成为那一位被高举的。
That they have been a god unto themselves.
他们成为他们自己的神。
Oh, Jesus, you're the one.
Oh, 耶稣，你是那一位。
We bow before you.
我们在你面前下拜。
We are empty, Lord, of ourselves.
主，我们倒空我们自己。
And we're waiting for you to fill us with yourself.
我们等候你来，以你自己来充满我们。
In Jesus' name we ask it.
我们奉耶稣的名求。
You know it's your own great desire, Lord Jesus.
主耶稣，我们知道这是你自己极大的渴想。
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, it's so good to be together with you.
哦，跟你们在一起真好。
Because Jesus had already promised that where two or three of us gather in his name, He's in our midst.
因为主耶稣已经应许，无论在哪里有两三个人奉他的名聚会，他就在我们的当中。
He desires that we look at him.
他渴望我们来注视他。
We come with many needs.
我们带着很多的需要来到这里。
And that's been the work of the Holy Spirit to show us our great need.
是圣灵的工作，要来向我们显示我们极大的需要。
It's a humbling sight of ourselves.
对我们自己的看见是能够让我们降卑的。
But we see that God meets our emptiness.
当我们看见神会满足我们的虚空。
So if you feel like you're an empty vessel this morning,
所以今天早上，如果你觉得你是一个倒空的器皿，
expect that the Lord is going to fill you to overflowing with His own glory.
你要满怀期待，相信神要以他自己的丰满的荣耀来充满你，直到满意。
Sister Alice is here this morning to sing about empty vessels.
圣曲姐妹今天在这里要跟我们唱一首诗歌，是关于倒空的器皿。
And how God desires to fill us, Jesus.
还有神何等的渴望以主耶稣来充满我们。
Sister Alice, will you sing for us?
Yes.哈利路亚，赞美耶稣。哦，主耶稣也告诉我们说，哦，我们要大大张口，他就大大来充满我们。哦，是的，预备我们的心，我们就来领受神的这一个祝福以及充满。赞美耶稣。你是否一场就渴慕得着祝福满福分，今就在你心情住，何不按照主话来的福神应许的圣灵，如当日无寻祝福，现在主要充满你心直到满意，正如主神神吩咐将其名多多腾出，现在主要充满你心直到满意，充满神灵和能力，带上你倒空的器皿，借助宝血的洁净来把你这穷乏人谦卑俯伏身宝座前，一心奉献成为神，直到神灵充上心，现在主要充满你心直到满，正如主神神吩咐将其名多多腾出，现在主要充满你心直到满，充满神灵和能力，主恩好比无限高，有情到充满其名里，他爱仍然不要命，要造福地宝贵应许，将身高有余能力，今日充满其名里，现在主要充满你心直到满，正如主神神吩咐将其名多多腾出，现在主要充满你心直到满，充满神灵和能力，现在主要充满你心直到满，正如主神神吩咐将其名多多腾出，现在主要充满你心直到满，充满神灵和能力。哈利路亚，赞美耶稣，赞美耶稣。哦，哈利路亚，是的，主也说过，哦，我们不要醉酒，那要被圣灵充满。哈利路亚， 主啊，是的，我们如今要带上哦这一个空的器皿。哦，主啊，愿你今早来更多的来充满我们，充满我们这一个穷乏的人。主啊，我们说我们没有的，我们恳求主你来充满。哈利路亚，因为你是那位施恩的主。哦，主，你常常等候着施恩于我们，这也是你的应许。主，你说你要将那最好的要赐给我们，就是圣灵。哈利路亚，赞美耶稣，赞美耶稣。主，我们说我们需要你的充满啊，哈利路亚，更多的来浇灌，更多的充满，更多的来得着我们这一个人。主啊，我们赞美你，赞美你，愿我们是一个这样倒空的器皿，好使你能够完全的充满，也扩充我们自己。哦，主啊，给我们一个新的皮带，好使我们能够盛装住你的新酒与新油。赞美主，赞美神，奉耶稣的名祷告，阿们。
哈利路亚，阿们。
哈利路亚。
As we believe in you, fill every
mess. 哦耶稣，我们相信你，你要充满每一个器皿。
Put your spirit upon each one.
把你的圣灵浇灌在每一位的身上。
Jesus, you're ever present in every cell group. You're present.
主啊，你的同在就在每一个细胞小组里。
And we believe you, Lord, to flow from vessel to vessel.
我们相信你，你要从一个器皿流到另外一个器皿。
Till every vessel is filled.
直到每一个器皿都被你充满。
We're so hungry for more of you.
我们要更多的饥渴，要得到你。
We had enough of ourselves.
我们对自己已经厌倦了。
We want you to fill us with yourself.
我们要你来，以你自己来充满我们。
You are the one.
你是那一位。
We adore you, we praise you, we glorify you.
我们恋慕你，我们赞美你，我们荣耀你。
This is your meeting.
这是你的聚会。
We recognize you.
我们认出你。
Standing in the midst.
你就站在我们当中。
Have your way.
求你按你自己的意思行。
In Jesus' name, Amen.
奉耶稣的名 ,Amen.
This song, I think, was inspired by the story in 2 Kings chapter 4.
这首歌我相信是由列王记下第四章的一段故事所感动而写的。
Ruby, will you read those seven verses, 1-7?
我们来翻到《列王记下》第四章第一节到第七节。有一个先知门徒的妻哀求以利沙说：“你仆人我丈夫死了，他敬畏耶和华是你所知道的。”现在有债主来，要娶我两个儿子做奴。伊丽莎问他说：“我可以为你做什么呢？你告诉我，你家里有什么？”他说：“婢女家中除了一瓶油之外，没有什么。”伊丽莎说：“你去向你众邻舍借空器皿，不要少借。回到家里，关上门，你和你儿子在里面将油倒在所有的器皿里。”倒满了的放在一边。于是妇人离开以利沙去了，关上门，自己和儿子在里面。儿子把器皿拿来，他就倒油，器皿都满了。他对儿子说：“再给我拿器皿来。”儿子说：“再没有器皿了，油就止住了。”妇人去告诉神人，神人说：“你去卖油还债，所剩的你和你儿子可以靠着度日。”阿们。
The woman in our story was in a desperate place.
我们这个故事里的妇人处在一个非常孤单需要的光景里。
Her house was empty. Her husband had just died.
她的房子空空的一无所有，她的丈夫刚刚死了。
And some of you have experienced the death in the family. You know how empty it is.
你们中一些人也经历了家人的死亡，你们知道那是何等的虚空和孤单。
And not only that, but the creditor wanted to take her sons away and put them into slavery to pay the bills.
不但如此，有债主来要娶他的两个儿子做奴仆，好来还债。
He had nothing.
他一无所有。
Just a little jar of oil.
只有一小瓶油。
And what the, she went to Elisha.
他来到伊丽莎面前。
And he told her what to do. Go borrow a lot of empty vessels from all your neighbors.
伊丽莎告诉他该做什么，他说到你邻舍家里借很多的空器皿。
So she sent her two sons out to go everywhere gathering these empty vessels.
妇人就差她的儿子去众邻舍家借了很多空器皿。
And then the prophet said, close the door and pour out the oil.
然后先知说你要关上门开始倒油。
Where did you ever hear that word before? When Jesus told us, when you pray, go into your closet and close the door.
我们以前听过主耶稣的教导，当你祷告的时候，要进入内室，关上门。
God likes to do his work in secret.
神喜欢在暗中做他的工作。
He doesn't do it outwardly in front of everybody.
他并不是在明处在所有人的面前做他的工作。
And the prophet Elisha said, close the door and begin to pour out the oil.
先知伊丽莎说你要关上门开始在房间里倒油。
And she poured it from one vessel to another vessel, another vessel.
所以他就从一个器皿倒到另外一个器皿再倒到另外一个器皿。
I thought that's what the Holy Spirit wants to do this morning.
我相信这是圣灵今天早上要做的工作。
He wants to pour out his spirit from vessel to vessel.
他要把他的圣灵的膏油从一个器皿倒到另外一个器皿。
And then she said to her sons, bring me another vessel. Well, there weren't any more.
然后妇人对儿子说再给我拿器皿来但儿子说没有器皿了。
And then the oil ceased.
油就止住了。
So she went to tell the man of God, and he said, go sell it, pay your debt, and live on the rest.
妇人去告诉神人，神人说，你去卖油还债，所剩的可以告着度日。
He was obedient to do exactly what she was told.
他顺服地做了先知所指示他的。
And God gave an overflowing supply, more than was needed.
神就赐给他供应源源不绝，超过他的需要。
So, that's what I, this story is what inspired the song that Alice sang for us.
所以我相信这段故事就感动圣诗的作者写了那首诗就是刚才圣秋姐妹所唱的。
The woman that wrote this song was born in the 1800s.
写这首诗的作者是在18世纪的是生在18世纪。
She had a gift to write over 1,000 hymns.
她有恩赐写了超过1000多首圣诗。
And one of other we're more familiar with is Son to the Lord.
我们所熟悉的另外一首他所写的诗歌是分别为圣归给神。
We learned to sing that at Pilgrim Camp.
我们在纽约的营地学了这首诗歌。
That's the theme song of the whole camp.
那是整个纽约营地的主题歌。
I notice in her songs, they're always full of joy.
我发现在她所写的圣诗里总是充满了喜乐。
The one verse says, bring your empty vessels clean through Jesus' precious blood.
其中歌词的一句说，带上你的空器皿是被主耶稣的宝血所洁净的。
Come, you needy ones, one and all.
来呀，你这穷乏人。
And wait in consecration before the Lord.
把自己分别为圣，归给神，来等候他。
And then the Holy Ghost will fall.
圣灵就要从上倾。
I was sad to read that she went blind at 50 years of age.
我很难过的发现，在她50多岁的时候，她失明了。
You would think her ministry was over.
你会觉得她的事工就此停止了。
But she was very filled with his spirit that she continued to write songs.
但是她是这样的被圣灵充满，她继续的写圣诗。
Some of you might be interested that her daughter became a missionary with her son-in-law to China.
你们中一些人可能感兴趣知道，她的女儿是在和她的女婿一起在中国的宣教士。
When her daughter came to visit her once a year, she would recite these new songs that God was giving her.
当她的女儿每年一次来拜访她的时候，她就跟她的女儿来唱这些圣诗，一句一句地唱给她听。
So even in times when we feel we are empty, we can't see, our ministry is over, God has a surprise.
所以即使当在那样的时刻，我们感到自己非常的虚空，我们什么都看不见，我们以为我们的事工已经结束了，但是神仍然在供应我们。
In her emptiness, the Lord still gave her these wonderful songs of praise.
在她的虚空当中，在她的需要当中，神仍然把这些赞美的诗歌赐给了她。
He had filled her emptiness with his spirit.
他以他自己的灵充满了她的虚空。
I know all of you have been in the E-School have been studying about being empty vessels.
我知道你们所有人都在网校里学习了怎样倒空自己，成为倒空的器皿。
The Holy Spirit has been so faithful to show you areas of your life that need things that need to be emptied out.
圣灵非常信实地向你们显示你们生命中那些领域需要被神倒空的地方。
And you're like one of those empty vessels that Jesus spoke about in John chapter 2.
所以你们就像主耶稣在约翰福音第二章所提到的那些倒空的器皿一样。
This is the wedding that Jesus went to with his mother.
这是一个婚宴，耶稣和他的母亲去参加。
And it's mentioned that it's the first miracle that Jesus performed.
圣经里说这是主耶稣所行的头一件神迹。
At the wedding, they ran out of wine.
在这个婚宴里他们的酒用尽了。
And there were some empty 6 water pots sitting along the side of the road.
在路旁有六口空的石缸摆在那里。
And Jesus' mother said, they've run out of wine.
主耶稣的母亲对他说，他们的酒用尽了。
And Jesus said, my time is not yet.
而主耶稣说，我的时候还没有到。
He was used to waiting for what his father wanted him to do at the right time.
他一直习惯于等候神要 吩咐他做什么事，在对的时间里吩咐他。
But Mary gave a very good answer to the servant. She said, whatever he tells you to do, do it.
但母亲玛利亚对佣人说了一句很好的话，她说她告诉你们什么，你们就做什么。
It may look ridiculous, but he has a plan.
听起来很荒谬，但是他有一个计划。
And Jesus said to those servants,
主耶稣对
fill them with water.
主耶稣对佣人说，把缸倒满了水。
And then after they filled them with just water, he said, take them in to the governor of the feast.
他们就把水倒满了缸，然后就送到管宴席的人那里去。
And you know what happened? The water was turned into wine.
你们知道发生了什么？水就变成了酒。
Aren't we all want to be one of those empty pots today?
哦，我们今天所有人都想要成为这样倒空的石缸。
And we realize we only have water in us.
我们知道我们里面只不过是有水。
Oh, but when Jesus pours it out, it becomes wine.
哦，但是当耶稣把它倒出来的时候，就变成了酒。
It becomes the best wine.
而且成为最好的酒。
Out of our emptiness, he wants to fill us with himself.
他要以他自己来充满我们的虚空。
That's God's purpose.
这就是神的目的。
And you have been having sights of yourself, and you have been repenting over pride.
你们一直在看见你们自己的本相，一直在悔改你们的骄傲。
Sometimes the Holy Spirit shows you said the wrong words, you acted the wrong way.
有的时候圣灵向你们显示，你们会说错话，会以错误的态度来反应。
Even though Jesus has cleansed you from sin, all of us.
虽然圣灵说我们所有人的罪都已经被洁净。
There's still much of our own self-life alive in us.
但我们里面还有很多的己生命，很活泼，很强壮。
And the Lord has to show us that that has to die.
主必须向我们显示，己生命必须死。
That Christ might take the place in us.
基督必须在我们里面占领对的位置。
We'll be filled with His Spirit instead of our own spirit.
我们要被他的灵充满，而不是被我们自我的灵充满。
So out of that emptiness, He wants to fill us. That's His purpose in letting us see our need.
所以在我们被倒空之后，他要来充满我们，这是他的目的，要来满足我们的需要。
Oh, so that's been our desire this morning, that as we gather together, He will fill our emptiness with Himself.
所以这是我们今天早上的渴望，当我们聚集在这里，我们渴望他来充满我们，以他的灵来满足我们的需要。
When we think of our Lord Jesus, we learn that He emptied Himself.
当我们想到我们的主耶稣，我们知道他倒空了他自己。
I've read it many times in the book of Philippians that he made himself of no reputation. He took upon him the form of a servant.
我们在腓立比书第二章读过很多次，他倒空了自己，使自己毫无名声，他取了奴仆的形象。
And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself.
成为人的样子，甘心顺服，谦卑自己。
He became obedient even unto death.
他自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死。
In John's Gospel, several times over, Jesus said, I can do nothing of myself.
在约翰福音，主耶稣很多次提到说，我凭着自己不能做什么。
It's the Father that does the work in me.
是父在我的里面工作。
In John 5, verse 30, he said, As I hear, I judge, and my judgment is righteous.
在约翰福音五章三十节，他说，我凭着自己不能做什么，我怎么听见就怎么审判。
Because I do not seek my own will, but the will of the Father who sent me.
我的审判也是公平的，因为我不求自己的意思，只求那差我来者的意思。
Yes, Jesus was always seeking the will of his Father.
是的，主耶稣一直在寻求他父神的旨意。
Over and over again, we see him choosing to get alone with his Father to know his will.
一次又一次的，我们看见他就单独与圣与父神同在，来寻求父的旨意。
Yes, Jesus prayed many times with his disciples, but he often went alone to be with the Father.
是的，主耶稣常常跟门徒们在一起祷告，但是他更多次的单独到山上去寻求父神的面。
That's our privilege, to take time to be just alone with him.
这也是我们的特权，我们要花时间单独的与神独处。
We have wonderful times when we're together with our cell group.
当我们跟小组的组员们一起聚会的时候，那是非常美好的时刻。
But remember, we are called also to go into our closet and shut the door.
但要记得，我们也被呼召进入我们的内室，关上门。
And allow him to reveal himself to you.
许可他把他自己向你启示。
I'm thinking of Moses yesterday. Moses went up on the mountain, but God separated him from others.
我们昨天也提到摩西，摩西到山上去，神把他和众人隔开了。
And he revealed his secrets to him alone.
他把他的秘密单独地向摩西显现。
Even when Jesus chose his disciples. That night he spent all night in prayer before he chose them.
即使主耶稣在拣选十二个门徒之前，那一个晚上他单独的在祷告里与父神同在。
When we take time to be alone with him, when we gather together, it's even more wonderful.
当我们单独与神同在的时候，比我们在众人聚在一起的时候是更美好、更宝贵的。
Let's turn to Luke's Gospel, chapter 4. This is where Jesus is being tempted by the devil.
让我们翻到路加福音第四章，在这里主耶稣在旷野受魔鬼的试探。
You remember when Jesus baptized in water, he came out of the water and there was the Holy Spirit anointing him.
你记得当耶稣受了水洗以后，他从水里出来，圣灵就来膏抹他。
He was filled with the Holy Spirit, but he was led into the wilderness.
他被圣灵充满，圣灵就将他引到旷野。
He was tempted by the devil at that time.
在那个时刻，他受魔鬼的试探。
The first temptation after fasting 40 days, he was hungry.
第一个试探是当他经过40天的禁食，他肚子饿了。
I think I would be hungry after 4 days.
我想我四天禁食以后就变得很饿了。
And the body would be crying out, it wants to eat, it wants to eat.
我们的身体就会大声呼喊说，他要吃东西，他要吃东西。
Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone.
但主耶稣说，人活着不是单靠食物。
It was the first temptation that Jesus overcame, refusing to obey the enemy.
这是主耶稣所胜过的第一个试探，借着拒绝仇敌的试探。
He denied himself.
他否认了他自己。
The next temptation was for the glory of all the kingdoms of the world.
第二个试探是万国的荣华。
Well, our natural self-life enjoys praise and enjoys glory.
我们天然的己生命非常的享受人的荣耀和称赞。
Oh, that encourages me when somebody praises me.
我们会说当人们称赞我们的时候会带给我们鼓励。
But that's the self-life in us.
但那是我们里面的己生命。
And Jesus refused and denied his self-life.
但主耶稣拒绝了否认了他的己生命。
And the last temptation, the devil knew he was the Son of God, but he told him he would give him all these kingdoms if he would worship him.
但下一个试探，魔鬼知道主耶稣是神的儿子，但他说，你若拜我，我就要把万国的权柄赐给你。
He said you would have all authority.
你就会得到所有的权柄。
Well, doesn't our self-life like to be in charge and in control and have all authority?
我们的己生命岂不是喜欢掌权，喜欢得到所有的权柄吗？
Jesus had the right to be called the Son of God and have authority.
主耶稣有权柄被称为神的儿子，拥有天下所有的权柄。
But he denied that desire. He left God to choose to honor him in his own time.
但他拒绝了他自己的渴望，他把这权利让给神，让神在他自己的时间里来尊荣他。
He denied himself on each of these occasions.
在这每一个的环节里，他都否认了他自己。
He defeated the devil by self-denial.
他借着舍己打败了魔鬼。
And in verse 14 of the chapter says, he returned from the temptation in the power of the Holy Spirit.
在这章的第十四节说，主耶稣满有圣灵的能力回到加利利。
His faithfulness in emptying himself of all authority, he became filled with the power of the Holy Spirit.
他忠心地倒空自己，否认所有的权柄的结果是被圣灵的能力更加的充满。
He's our beautiful example.
他是我们美好的榜样。
We think of his 3.5 years of ministry. He spent 30 years before in self-denial.
当我们想到他花了3年的时间开展他的事工，但是他花了30年的时间操练舍己。
He was in full obedience to the Heavenly Father.
他全然地顺服他的父神。
We only hear about him when he was 12 years old, when he was teaching in the temple.
我们只听到在圣经里记录他在12岁的时候到圣殿里去。
But it was not God's, the Father's time to bring him before public.
因为那个时刻是神命定的把他带到众人的面前。
Jesus went home with his parents and became subject to them for 18 more years.
在那之后，耶稣就回到家里，完全的顺服地上的父母18年之久。
So some of us that feel we have the call from God to minister, God keeps us waiting.
所以我们中有些人感受到他们有从神来的呼召来进入服事，但是神要我们操练等候。
God does a work of preparation while we wait.
当我们等候他的时候，神在做预备的工作。
I don't think many of us have waited 30 years like Jesus did.
我不认为我们中都等候了30年像耶稣一样。
Jesus was used to saying, my hour has not yet come.
主耶稣常常说我的时间还没有到。
But a few minutes later, he realized it was the hour and he did that miracle of changing the water into wine.
但几分钟以后他就意识到这正是神的时间，他就把水变成了酒。
Oh, he continued surrendering himself and denying himself.
当他持续不断地把自己降服于神，否认自己。
His final emptying of self was in the Garden of Gethsemane.
他对自己最后的倒空是在克西马尼园里。
He said, Nevertheless, Father, not as I will, but as you will.
他说，父啊，然而不要照我的旨意，乃要照你的意思。
He prayed that 3 times.
他三次这样祷告。
And then he went to the cross on Calvary.
然后他就上了加略山的十字架。
And he poured out his blood for us.
他把他自己的血倾倒出来为着我们。
There was nothing less to do. He had emptied himself even of his own blood.
他把他自己毫无保留的倒空，甚至他的血都流尽了，没有保留。
And God raised him from the dead.
神就使他从死里复活。
Oh, hallelujah. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he came out of the grave alive forevermore.
Oh, hallelujah. 借着圣灵的大能，他从坟墓里出来了，永永远远地活着。
So when we think about being emptied vessels, let's remember our Lord Jesus emptied himself entirely.
所以当我们想到成为倒空的器皿，让我们记得我们的主耶稣把他自己全然的倒空。
And he spent those 40 days after the resurrection teaching his disciples.
在他复活以后，他花了40天的时间教导他的门徒们。
And just before he was ascended into heaven, he told them to wait for the promise of the Father.
在他升天以前，他教导门徒们要等候父所应许的。
He said it wouldn't be many days.
他说不是花很多的日子。
And it turned out to be 10 days in the upper room.
最后发现是十天，他们在马可楼上等候了十天。
That they waited for the promise of the Father.
他们等候父所应许的。
Was that promise from God's heart to be filled with His own Spirit?
他所应许的神心意中就是把圣灵来充满他们。
I wondered what they thought about when they were waiting.
我在想，当他们等候的时候，他们心里在想什么呢？
Jesus had told them that he wanted them to go out and make disciples of all nations.
主耶稣已经告诉他们要出去使万民做我的门徒。
But I think they remembered how they had been unfaithful to him when he went to the cross.
但我相信他们都想起主耶稣在上十字架之前，他们对主是多么的不忠心。
And how cowardly they were hiding and behind locked doors after he died.
他们也是多么的胆怯，主耶稣死之后，他们把门锁起来，藏在屋里。
They had not believed his word.
他们没有相信主的话。
It was as though they didn't even hear him telling them beforehand that he was going to suffer and die.
就好像主耶稣从来没有告诉他们一样，他告诉他们他会受苦受死。
I'm sure Peter remembered how self-confident he had been.
我相信彼得一定记得他自己是多么的自信。
But he was never going to deny him.
他说我绝不会离弃他，绝不会否认他。
Surely they must have come to realize that of themselves they could do nothing at all.
他们实在认识到离了他，我们什么都不能做。
That's what's been happening in our e-school through the last weeks, that we are learning that of ourselves we have nothing.
这也是在我们的网校过去几个礼拜所发生的，我们都学习到认识到离了他我们什么都不能做。
The Holy Spirit has sent his searchlight among us to show us our self-confidence.
圣灵把他的光差遣到我们当中，向我们显示我们自己是多么的自信。
Our pride, our superiority.
我们的骄傲，我们的优越感。
Our self-centeredness.
我们的自我中心。
And our self-pity.
我们的自怜。
We've had several hundreds of testimonies of how...The students have seen a sight of themselves.
我们这里有几百份的见证，说到学员们怎样的在圣灵的光中看见了他们自己的样子。
And even those of us who are teachers have had the Lord open our eyes to see things that need to be surrendered.
就连我们的老师们也被圣灵的光开启，我们的眼睛被打开，看见我们何等的需要来顺服他。
If we look at the scripture, we see, well, this is what happened in the upper room.
如果我们打开圣经，我们就可以看到，这就是在马可楼上所发生的事。
Now, after the 10 days of waiting, God's clock struck.
在这十天的等候之后，神的时钟敲响了。
It was the appointed hour. He poured out his spirit on all of them.
在他命定的时间里，他就浇灌下他的灵在他们所有人身上。
That's what Acts 2 says. They were all filled with the Holy Spirit.
使徒行传第二章说，他们就都被圣灵充满。
And that's been our prayer for this last class of the e-school this year, that we be all filled with the Holy Spirit.
这也是我们为着我们网校今天最后一堂课所附上的祷告，我们都被圣灵充满。
Paul said to the Ephesians, it's according to the riches of his glory.
保罗对以弗所人说，这是照着他荣耀的丰盛。
That they would be strengthened with might through his spirit in the inner man.
好让他们借着他的灵，让他们里面的人刚强起来。
That Christ may dwell in their hearts through faith.
好让基督因着他们的信住在他们心里。
And to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge.
并且认识到神 主耶稣基督的爱是过于人所能测度的。
And be filled with all the fullness of God.
便叫神一切所充满的充满了他们。
That's such a wonderful prayer that Paul prayed for the Ephesians.
这是保罗对以弗所人所祷告的何等美好的祷告。
It's according to the riches of his glory, not according to ours.
这是照着他荣耀的丰盛，不是照着我们的丰盛。
But his spirit wanted to work on the inner man.
他的圣灵要在我们里面的人工作。
that Christ himself would dwell in us.
好让基督他自己住在我们里面。
And we would know the love of Christ.
我们就认识到基督的爱。
When the Lord began to show me my great need, I realized how greatly he loved me to show me myself.
当主耶稣向我显示我自己的极大的需要的时候，我就知道主耶稣是何等的爱我。
It might be a shock to me to know what I was really like, but I realized at the same time, he knew it all the time.
当我看到我自己的本相的时候，我是何等的震惊，但是我也知道他一直都照着我的本相爱我。
And he waited some years to show me what I was really like.
他等候了很多年，向我显示我自己的本相。
He shows us that we might know our emptiness.
他向我们显示我们的本相，好让我们知道自己的一无所有。
But he doesn't leave us there. His purpose, divine purpose, is to fill us with himself.
但他并没有把我们留在那样的状态。他的目的，他神圣的目的，就是以他自己来充满我们。
Paul had the same light.
保罗对的。
He spoke it to the Corinthians in the second book of to the Corinthians, chapter 4.
保罗也有同样的亮光，他在哥林多后书第四章对哥林多人说。
He said, for it is the God who commanded light to shine out of darkness has shown in our hearts.
他说那吩咐光从黑暗里照出来的神已经照在我们心里。
The God who commanded light in this world, in the midst of nothing but darkness, he created light.
神就是让在创世的时候吩咐光从黑暗里照出来的神。他也光照在我们的心里。
You know, that's how he made the world.
你知道那是他怎样创造天地的。
He just commanded light and it happened.
他吩咐要有光，于是就有了光。
Even in the midst of great darkness.
即使是在极大的黑暗当中。
That same God has shown light in our hearts.
那同一位神把他的光照在我们的心里。
To give the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ.
我要让我们认识神在耶稣基督的面容上所彰显的荣耀。
Oh, Jesus Christ's face is full of glory.
哦，耶稣基督的面容充满了荣光。
Marvelous, brilliant glory.
荣耀的奇妙的荣光。
But Paul goes on to say, but we have this treasure in our earthen vessels.
保罗继续说，我们有这宝贝放在瓦器里。
We can have that glory in us.
我们也可以有这荣光在我们里面。
Maybe you've heard the term, we're going to be glory vessels.
也许你听过这样的说法，我们都要成为荣耀的器皿。
Oh, I remember once the Lord spoke to me that he wanted me to be a glory vessel.
Oh, 我记得神曾经对我说，他要我成为荣耀的器皿。
And prayer was made, fill her with your glory.
我们常常祷告说，主以你的荣耀充满我们。
And dispense the glory.
并且散发出这荣耀。
Yes, he wants us all to be a vessel of the glory of the face of Jesus Christ.
是的，他要我们所有人都成为耶稣基督脸上的荣耀。
And we have this treasure in an earthen vessel.
因为我们有这宝贝放在瓦器里。
That the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us.
要显明这莫大的能力是出于神，不是出于我们。
We're hard pressed on every side.
我们四面受敌。
I can say that to our dear students that are many of them hard pressed on every side, yet not crushed.
我可以说我们很多亲爱的学员们正在经历四面受敌的光景，然而却不被困住。
We're perplexed, but not in despair.
心里作难，却不致失望。
We're persecuted, but not forsaken.
遭逼迫，却不被丢弃。
Some of you have been struck down, but you're not destroyed.
你们中有些人被打倒了，却不致死亡。
You're always carrying about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus.
你们的身上常带着耶稣的死。
But there's a reason for that, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our mortal flesh.
但这是有原因的，好使耶稣的生也显明在我们身上。
God has a purpose for the trials that you are going through.
Oh, hallelujah! 神对你们所经历的试炼有他美好的目的。
He is allowing you to be hard pressed.
他在许可你们被困住。
He allowed the apostle Paul to be persecuted.
他在许可使徒保罗被逼迫。
But not forsaken.
但却不被丢弃。
And many of them were struck down, but not destroyed.
很多人被打倒，但不致死亡。
That the life of Jesus might be manifested in our mortal flesh.
好让耶稣的生也显明在我们的肉身上。
It's out of our emptiness that the life of Jesus becomes manifested.
是在我们的虚空里，主耶稣的生命得到彰显。
It was still manifested in our hymn writer when she went blind at 50 years of age.
我们圣诗的作者，当他50岁失明之后，他的生命里仍然在彰显耶稣的荣耀。
Jesus still gave her these wonderful songs of joy and glory.
主耶稣仍然把这些美好的、充满了荣耀和生命的诗歌赐给她。
And she remembered them word by word and tune by tune.
她把这些诗歌的歌词一句一句都记下来。
Until they could be sung to her daughter and recorded.
甚至他可以跟他的女儿来唱，被记录下来。
And we have the benefit of them today.
我们今天仍然从中受益。
Oh, God is so marvelous.
哦，神是何等的奇妙。
He has such a mighty plan.
他有这样大能的计划。
He sent his son to die for us.
他差遣他的爱子为我们死。
Jesus totally denied himself.
主耶稣全然地否认他自己。
And as we deny ourselves, he gives us more of himself.
当我们更多地否认自己，他就把他自己更多地给我们。
He had a plan from the beginning, even in the Old Testament in Ezekiel, God said, I'm going to put my spirit in them.
他从起初就有一个计划，就在以西结书的时代，他就告诉他们，他要把他的灵赐给我们。
But he can't fill us unless we're empty.
但除非我们倒空，他没有办法充满我们。
He wants to increase our capacity for him.
他要扩充我们对他的容量。
That he'll fill this emptiness with his spirit.
好让他以他的灵来充满我们的虚空。
That should make us rejoice.
让我们来喜乐欢呼。
God had a grand purpose when he let his son die on the cross.
当神许可他的儿子死在十字架上的时候，他有一个极其伟大的计划。
There was coming a resurrection.
因为复活就要来到。
And there was coming a place where he would sit at the Father's right hand.
因为他将要坐在父宝座的右边。
And he would be crowned King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
他要被冠为万王之王，万主之主。
But first, there was that emptying.
但首先要有这倒空的过程。
It's the searchlight of his presence that exposes our self-life.
是他同在的大光搜寻暴露我们的己生命。
And it can happen in a cell group meeting.
它可以发生在我们的小组聚会里。
It can happen alone at your kitchen sink.
它也可以发生在你在洗碗池洗碗的时候单独与它同在的时间。
The Holy Spirit brings to light things of our self-light.
圣灵就把我们己生命的光景带到它的光中。
He exposes them sometimes in public.
他就暴露我们，有的时候是在公开的场合暴露我们。
Our first reaction is to hide from such a sight of ourselves.
常常我们的第一反应是隐藏起来，不愿意看见自己的本相。
As we come before the Lord, we realize He knows all about us before we know ourselves.
但当我们来到主面前，我们知道他完全的了解我们，超过我们自己的了解。
And in spite of that, he loved us and waited to show us our self-life.
即便如此，他一直爱我们，他一直在等着向我们显示我们的己生命。
In order to change us from glory to glory into his own image.
好让他来荣上加荣地改变我们，成为他自己的形象。
Pastor Chow recommended that all leaders and students would profit by reading Radiant Glory.
周牧师曾经建议所有的领袖们来读《荣耀的光辉》这本书，从中受益。
That's the story of Martha Wing Robinson's life.
这是罗宾森师母的传记。
Mrs. Robinson went through many lessons in the Lord training her.
罗宾森师母学了很多倒空自己的功课，主一直在训练她。
He dealt with her about being emptied of self.
主一直在对付她，要倒空自己。
And even though she died in 1936, there were recorded many of her lessons in that book, Chapter 22.
虽然她在1936年去世了，但是在她的传记里记录了很多她的经历，尤其在第英文的22章，中文的第19章。
The chapter is entitled In God's Training School.
这章的题目是在上帝的训练学校里。
I thought, well, that's what we are. We have an e-school. It's a training school.
我觉得这也是我们的情形。我们有一个网校，也是上帝的训练学校。
It might encourage you to see how he trained her.
这可能会鼓励到你，神是怎样训练罗宾森师母的。
And how she became an empty vessel.
她怎样成为一个倒空的器皿。
God allowed many situations in her life to empty her of self.
神许可很多的环境临到她的生命，好倒空她自己。
She had said there's much of flesh and self left even when we've been cleansed from sin by the blood of Jesus.
她说，当一个人的罪被耶稣的宝血洗洁净以后，他的里面还是有很多的肉体和己生命存留。
Sometimes it's our own opinion that's so wise.
有的时候是我们自以为聪明的意见。
are our own plans or our own ways also wise?
或者我们自己的计划、自己的方式看起来非常的明智。
I think they're sensible and better than anyone else's ideas.
我们觉得我们的意见都是很合理的，比别人的意见都更高明。
But they have to all be laid down.
这些都要放下。
And receive his plans, his ways, his ideas.
要领受他的计划、他的旨意、他的安排。
This is what Paul meant when he said, I die daily.
这就是保罗所说的，我天天冒死。
I remember when Jesus began to show me myself the way he saw me, I was tempted to be discouraged.
我记得当主耶稣最开始向我显示他眼中我自己的样子时，我被试探非常的灰心失望。
I gave my heart to Jesus at a young age.
我很年轻的时候就把心献给耶稣。
As a teenager, I responded to his will to train in a faith home for ministry.
十几岁的时候，我就回应他的呼召，在信心家庭受训。
I thought I was pretty good.
我觉得我还不错。
At 18, I was consecrating and giving my life to God completely.
我十八岁的时候，就把自己分别为圣，献给神。
But my teacher gave me a prayer to pray. Jesus, show me myself the way you see me.
但我的老师让我做这样的祷告。哦，主耶稣，向我显示你眼中我的样子。
Oh my, when I began to see myself, I said, oh, what a wretched sight of myself.
哦，当我看到我自己真实的样子的时候，我说，哦，我是何等的败坏。
I felt like Isaiah cried, woe is me, I'm undone.
我感觉好像以赛亚的呼喊一样，祸灾我灭亡了。
I'd become so discouraged, my teacher said, you need to thank the Lord, he's showing you himself, yourself, that he may give you himself.
我的老师说，你应当感谢神，因为神在向你显示你自己的样子，好让他把他自己赐给你。
Later in my 30s, I had another sight of self and I cried, Jesus, do you still want me?
后来在我三十多岁时，我又有一次对自己的看见，我向神呼喊说，主耶稣，你还要我吗？
He responded quickly and said, more than ever.
他很快地回应说，比以往更要你。
Those are such wonderful words of comfort to my heart.
这是何等美好的话语，安慰了我的心。
I realized his love is from everlasting to everlasting.
我认识到他的爱是从亘古直到永远的。
He was showing me my great need of him.
他在向我显示我对他极大的需要。
He was the only one who could free me and deliver me.
他是唯一那一位能够释放我得自由的。
He alone has the power to change us.
唯有他有能力改变我们。
And he's so willing to do it as we bow before him.
而且当我们俯伏在他面前，他是何等乐意这样做。
It's always been a help for me when he shows me myself to begin to praise him.
所以这对我很有帮助，他向我显示在祷告之前先要来赞美神。
Praising the Lord lifts our focus from ourselves onto him.
赞美神帮助我们把我们的注意力从自己身上转向他。
It turns our attention to our Savior.
他把我们的注意力转向我们的救主。
As the scripture tells us, they looked unto him and were saved.
就像圣经告诉我们的，那些仰望他的便得拯救。
So as the Lord shows you yourself, don't forget to praise him and thank him.
所以当主向你显示你自己的光景时，不要忘记来赞美他，来感谢他。
Remember, he has a great purpose in mind.
要记得他对你的生命有一个美好的旨意和目的。
He wants to give us more of himself.
他要把他自己更多的赐给我们。
He wants to make the great exchange.
他要做那神圣的交换。
I know A.B. Simpson wrote a song that said, Some of Christ and some of me.
宣信博士曾经写过一首诗，里面说，一部分基督，一部分自己。
Another line says, More of self, more of Christ, more of Christ and less of me.
后来歌词说到，更多的基督，更少的自己。
Until the very last verse where he says, of Christ and none of me.
直到歌词的最后一段说，完全是基督，完全没有自己。
That should be our prayer.
这也应当是我们的祷告。
Oh, to look at Jesus.
哦，我们来仰望耶稣。
To know he's the answer to all our need.
知道他是我们所有需要的答案。
If we looked at Jesus more and ourselves and our friends and our trials and our failures less.
如果我们更多的注视耶稣，更少的注视我们自己，我们的朋友，临到我们的试炼，我们的失败。
We would reflect his image more and more.
我们会越来越多的反映他的形象。
And the impurity and hardness and temper and selfishness would fade away.
我们的冷酷、不洁、脾气、自私会消失。
By looking at him, we are changed into his image from glory to glory.
借着注视他，我们就得改变，成为他的形象，荣上加荣。
And there would be tenderness and purity and gentleness and love take the place.
我们里面就会有亲切、纯洁、温柔、仁爱来取代。
And the disciples were called Christians in Antioch because they looked like Christ.
基督徒在安提阿被称为基督徒是因为他们看起来像基督。
We may think we look like Christ out in public.
我们也许觉得我们在公众的场合看起来像基督。
But even our family at home should notice. There's, oh, my wife is different. My husband is different.
但即使在我们的家里，我们也应当看起来不一样。让我们的亲人看到我们说，哦，我的先生或我的太太，他现在不一样了。
They don't have to always have their own way.
他们不会再一直坚持自己的意见。
They don't have always demand that I listen to them.
他们不会再一直强求我来听他的意思。
There's a sweetness I never saw before.
在它里面有一个甜美是我以前没有感受到的。
They're being changed by being in his presence.
他借着花时间在他的同在里被改变了。
And all that would change our home life.
哦，这会改变我们的家庭生活。
Our children would also notice the change.
我们的儿女也会注意到这个改变。
Mother's different. Dad is different.
妈妈跟以前不一样了，爸爸跟以前不一样了。
They're more loving.
他们更多的有爱。
They're more patient.
更加忍耐了。
They're more kind.
更加恩慈了。
That's the change he wants to make. It's for life.
这就是他要做的改变，在生命中的改变。
Oh, Jesus, you're here this morning.
哦，主耶稣，今天你在我们当中。
You're among us as the mighty conqueror.
你是那大能的征服者，你就在我们当中。
And we've come like empty vessels.
我们来到你面前，作为倒空的器皿。
Empty pots.
我们都是倒空的石缸。
And we're waiting for you to pour in your own spirit.
我们在等候你，以你自己的圣灵来倾倒在我们里面。
Make the change today.
今天来做大改变。
We are hungry for you.
我们饥渴的要你。
You said, blessed are those that hunger and thirst. For you.
你说饥渴的要得着你的人有福了。
They would be filled.
因为他们必得饱足。
Fill us today.
今天来充满我们。
Glorify yourself among us.
在我们中间荣耀你自己。
Oh, Jesus. Take your power and reign within us.
哦，耶稣，在我们里面，以你的大能来掌权。
For your glory, we ask it.
我们为着你的荣耀而恳求。
Amen.
Amen.
Let us wait in His presence.
让我们在他的同在里等候。
Believe He's here to fill you.
相信他就在这里来充满你。
Receive from him.
从他来领受。
Oh, Jesus, go from heart to heart.
Oh, 主耶稣，你在每一颗心里工作。
Maybe you can pray.As the Lord leads you.
主，我们都在你的面前。哦，谢谢你。求你亲自的来倒空，亲自的来充满。主，谢谢你按着我们的本相接纳我们。谢谢你以永远的爱爱我们。主，谢谢你向我们显示我们何等的需要你。哦，谢谢你。你要把你自己充满在我们里面，你要更多的把你自己赐给我们。我们都在这里等候你，我们也要把自己更多的交给你。愿你来做那神圣的交换，今天就来充满我们每一位。谢谢你是如此的信实，你看见我们的饥渴，我们的需要。谢谢耶稣，我们赞美你，哈利路亚。
Amen. I'd like to ask Alice to sing Holy Anointing.
我们请圣秋姐妹来唱神圣膏抹。
Hallelujah. 主用喜乐又膏我头，总是喜笑满口。我这罪人何竟蒙恩，因信靠他话语。来神圣膏冠之冰与血，直到你同在，充满我全人，救恩泉源尽在此次，奇妙恍如梦境。夫妇家律怀然去随，父辈历史满盈。 神高莫观之比于心，知道你同在，充满我全人。我还保留慈怀爱怜，是主心上掩面，六七万事看作分主，诚心方见出现，乃深深高观之病于心，知道你同在，充满我全人。神论仔细尘脱归，时常愁诸离间，如今昼夜活泼前行，充满平安和弦，爱深深高观之病心，知道你同在，充满我全人。天上加宾骗人的灵，启发爱主之心，耶稣如面忽然显现，吸引我来亲近，来深深高莫观之病于心，知道你同在，充满我全人，令我进入一切真理，你这真理山顶，我心切慕日日恳请，与主同住同行，来深深高莫观之病于心，知道你同在，充满我全人。我心深处深自显现，爱情如丝之间，涌出每次口唱心和，永远呈现后歌，爱深深高莫观之病于心，知道你同在，充满我全人，来深深高莫观之病于心，知道你同在，充满我全人。
哈利路亚，赞美耶稣，赞美耶稣。是的，圣灵哦，来高抹我们。哦，主啊，我们愿圣灵在我们里面，在凡事上面带领我们。哦，主啊，并且管理我们，让我们不随意的任意妄为。哈利路亚，直到你的自己完全的充满我们， 充满我们这一个人。主啊，我们赞美你，赞美你，哈利路亚。主啊，我们愿意更多的被你充满，更多的被你浇灌。哦，主啊，就在这个时候，主你再来，再来。哦，主啊，那个神圣的膏抹，更多的赐下。谢谢主，谢谢神。奉耶稣的名祷告，阿们。
阿门，
阿门。
哦，哈利路亚 ，Jesus， raise your hands and receive from Him。
哦，哈利路亚，举起你的双手，从主耶稣来领受。
He's pouring out His Spirit upon us。
他正在倾倒他的灵在我们当中。
Begin to thank Him。
我们要开始来赞美他，感谢他。
Praise Him, He's the giver of life。
赞美他，他是那赐生命的神。
He's here this morning to pour out His Spirit in each one。
他今天早上在这里倾倒他的灵在我们每一个人身上。
He's heard our cry that all may be filled with His Spirit.
他听到了我们的呼求，我们所有人都要被他的圣灵充满。
He wants to encourage us that He is the bread of life.
他要来鼓励我们，他就是生命的粮。
He is that fountain of living water.
他就是那活水的泉源。
He wants to flood your whole being with His presence.
他要以他的同在漫溢你的全人。
He wants us to walk under the anointing of the Holy Spirit.
他要你行走在圣灵的膏抹里。
To go forward in Christ.
在基督里前行。
Yes, He's been showing us our emptiness.
是的，他一直在向我们显示我们的虚空。
His divine purpose is to make room to fill us with Himself.
但他神圣的目的是让我们里面有空间，好让他自己来充满。
Oh, receive Him this morning.
哦，今天早上来领受他。
Don't be quick to leave His presence.
不要急着离开他的同在。
Yes, I know our program is about over, but you can stay in His presence.
我知道我们的时间快到了，但是你可以停留在他的同在里。
Let Him pour in of Himself.
让他以他自己倾倒在你里面。
You'll be changed from body, soul, and spirit.
你的灵魂都要得改变。
Just by looking at Him.
只要来注视他。
We see you, Jesus.
看见你。
We see you high and lifted up in your train wanting to fill our temple.
我看见你高高的背起，你的衣裳要遮满我们的圣殿。
We love you, Lord.
主，我们爱你。
We take the answer.
我们接受你的答应。
That they are all filled.
我们都被你充满。
In Jesus' name, Amen.
奉耶稣，Amen.